Welcome to the Wild West for another week. Yo, Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Wasn't for last week, though.
No, it wasn't for last week.
Mick was sick. I was skiing.
Yes.
And Steve didn't want to talk to himself.
Didn't want to talk to myself. So I slept in. It felt really good. Just saying.
Do you know the first sign of madness is talking to yourself?
What does that mean?
That's the first sign of madness, talking to yourself.
Really?
The second sign of madness is when you lose your arguments when you're talking to yourself.
What do you do then? Who gets hurt in that exchange?
Both sides punch out.
Punch on with yourself, that's terrible. No violence. Violence is bad.
And Mick has been revved up, by the way. We've been getting him revved up, but he's had a week to be unrevved, and now he's revved.
No, revved up.
Yeah, you're revved up. You're unrevved last week. Now you've got two weeks of madness.
It's built up this last couple of weeks. Yeah.
It's like a volcano.
You're ready to release.
Just like earthquakes in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, sad.
Shake everywhere.
Very sad. Come on, Mick, that's not nice.
That's how I built up.
Well, yeah, but then it was released, and unfortunately, what happened?
No, I'm talking about myself.
Oh,
so you're going to shake the studio down and then kill 300 people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's an extra mad edition today. Extra mad.
Also on the program. A lot happened in sport.
A lot of punchy in sport this week.
Yeah, cricket, football.
Everyone's punching everybody.
I'm sure
in
there
sport.
Was fights in ice hockey this week as well.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah, ice hockey's normal. Oh, you watch it in America as always. And in Canada's the big punch up. That's all it's known for.
Yeah. It's not hockey if they don't have a punch on, right?
Yeah. It's not cricket if you don't have a streaker.
We're talking marinas later on in this hour too.
Yes,
the old
and
a ferry service may be coming.
Morris Marina.
Really? Yeah.
Do you want Morris Marina?
What's Morris Marina?
No.
Morris Marina is a car.
It's not a car.
He's talking about marinas.
Not a marina.
So it's not
you
Morris.
You mean Murano?
No.
A Murano? No.
No, it's not a Monaro.
The car show doesn't start till 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
No cars till 10.
Yeah, no car talk.
Oh, yeah.
But we do talk, though, is local issues and...
That's it. The marina and the river. We'll talk about the river, old Georges.
Sure, a lot happened in television and politics. Space Force is in full swing now.
Mm.
I'm looking
forward to Space Force 9.
Have you seen there's a competition to create the official logo?
He's Donald
is
Trump
it really?
Doing it now.
There
is
yeah.
the back of his
yeah,
napkin.
There is.
But I think it's good that we have a Space Force, though.
It'd be great.
It'd be awesome.
Are they going to use Trump as the blip?
Are they just
to
send
promote
his,
it?
Send his blimp up there.
Oh, I don't think they'll send him to space. He's a bit heavy.
No.
Oh, well, that's Space Force.
Yeah, that's true. What about the Air Force? They must feel so upset about this.
No, they're just spaced out.
No. They just lose their money and
I don't know. What do you do in Space Force? Who do you attack?
You fight the aliens and then and the meteorites coming and
you blow up moons.
Blow up satellites.
Do you know what's going to be funny, though? If a meteorite does turn up and Space Force does save the day, Donald Trump will become a hero. You know this, right?
Yeah. He'll finally get his new
He won't become a hero.
Well, if he does save the world by having a Space Force.
How are they going to...
I've seen movies about this, too. I think there's been a few space movies like this, right? They invent a Space Force.
Yeah.
How are they going to blow up a meteor?
Shoot it.
How?
It's a Space Force, man. You got Space Force. You just ring them up. It's like Batman.
Yeah. So, hey, we need a
so
comet
put,
blown up.
So we put a sign in the moon on the clouds.
Yeah, right.
But
Space
we haven't got
Force.
Any clouds being recently. You sign a thing up on the cloud and call Spaceman.
Spaceman. Trump will have all that ready to go.
It's a blimp. It's a plane. It's a moron. No, it's Space Force.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
But what happens if they go into space and they find an inhabited place?
They'll panic and just take
it. They'll probably build a wall around the planet, probably. A big wall around the planet we land on.
Yeah. Tell them to
now
stay
that's
there.
The danger, because America has been known for warlike since they started.
A war, not a war. War.
Warlike war. Or warlike?
War. With a
W-A-R-L.
Like the wall around Mexico, that's not there.
Mm.
Oh, they're building that now, apparently.
Oh, they've
put a little bit of it.
All they have to do is legalise all the drugs
already,
and then
anyway.
You kill all the drug lords because they won't have any money coming in.
Oh, the cartels and things.
Yeah, that's the way to legalise it.
But where's like Los Angeles going to get their money or Texas? Or...
Hmm?
Like because they're on the border, you know, that's where they get most of their money.
Oh, you just make it legalise and then they bring it over as a proper thing. So there's no big profit in it.
That's for another discussion, I think.
That's Mick's other favourite topic of the week. How to get his drugs legal.
That's hour two, I think.
Everyone's got alcohol. Other people got religion.
is generally sad.
It's extraordinarily sad, Georgie. It's an extremely brave fight, but Australian golfer Jared Lyle has passed away after a long battle with leukemia. The 36-year-old died peacefully in his sleep last night after spending his final week in Torquay in Victoria with his family.
He stopped treatment, came back home, and he has become a legend in golf. And yeah.
But did
36.
You ever see him do a hole in one? He did a hole in one in.
Did he?
Yes.
Wow, that's I imagine impressive. So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be the nicest bloke ever. On everyone liked him.
Yeah.
Well. And they also wore a little ducky on their hat or some little thing on their hat. Ever wore the golfers?
As a tribute.
As a tribute, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
A ducky.
Yeah, some little ducky or something.
Is that
because
he got like a lot of ducks or something?
He's a duck man.
No, he might have got a birdie.
Okay. But he's a golfer.
Remember in golf, you got albatrosses, you got duck. I mean,
did he actually get the ball?
Birdies?
Did he get the ball in the hole, or was he hitting all these animals?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm kidding. It's obviously.
But I know.
It's very good.
I've seen in tennis they've got a pigeon.
On the field.
Yeah, one bloke hit a pigeon with the ball when he served it.
That's bad. How'd that happen? Is that because it just happened to be flying past?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So that's not the only thing that had birdies in there.
Oh, okay.
But he's had it reoccurred three times, and this is the last time. And he went through all his body, his kid, everything gave up.
Oh, that's really sad. Poor Jared.
So that's one thing wrong with chemo.
Oh, that's not... Now, in other news, two big news coming to Central Coast. Usain Bolt has got a training contract.
I know.
He's guaranteed to train for an indefinite period.
Indefinite.
Which could be a week, too.
And then if he plays all right, he gets his contract.
He's not playing yet. It's kind of... This is like drip
feeding.
He's got some sort of contract. I think he does.
No.
He would.
He's just a run.
He might be wanting to live on Australia.
Just all the technicality
he wants to live in Australia.
It's just to get us to talk about it each week, because then it's like, then he gets to play a game, and then he plays two games.
But he did so well at the training, we're going to offer him a spot on the bench.
Yeah.
And then we thought we'd give him a go.
I think this is like the Haim plane. It's going to crash and burn or something.
What do you reckon?
I like Usain Bolt.
He has to remember, he has to get his stamina, because when he runs, it's only 30 seconds or what less.
And it's just constantly where he's going to stop and run.
So
to be fair, if he does get the ball past the defender, he'll be at the end of the pitch before anyone else turns up.
But will he have enough
once every hour
to do that with the ball at the same time, running and making sure he doesn't run faster than the ball?
Well, that could happen, yes. That could be awkward. But he's got a picture of him. There's a picture online that he's actually kicked a ball before, so that's a good sign.
He's played with...
he's trained with Borussia Dortmund.
Manchester?
Storms, Godset, something like that. There's some Norwegian team.
He's played with even
my
Norwegian teams.
Bit out of whack.
Yeah, right.
So he was playing with the Norwegian or the Ouija board?
The Ouija board.
The Ouija board team, Mick. The
yeah,
Ouijis.
Okay, the
Ouijis. You know the Ouijis? Like the
same
Bee Gees.
As the Ouijis. Same as the Ouijis, but spelt with a W.
Oh, dear.
Terrible, Mick.
Now, it's been a week of retirements, too, in football. Billy Slater, gone.
Right, gone, yes.
Some other guy was gone. Everyone's gone. It's that time of season.
Yeah.
Billy Slater, sorry?
I've been gone.
Yeah, you're gone. You're out of football as well?
No.
But Billy Slater's a big one, being gone, I think it is.
He played like 300 games or something,
Yeah, something like that, a couple. Like
20, I'm really
20
shocked.
Origins or something.
It's more than I've played.
World Cup. Very good player here.
I'm really shocked about the Red Bull driver leaving.
So with football for a sec. We'll go to the Red Bull driver in a sec. But also too, in football, also sacked Penrith coach as well. He's gone. They're going to try to get the old coach they sacked previously.
That's funny. We're going to sack you for the guy we sacked before
you. So the other guy shouldn't worry too much. He'll be back in a couple of years. So Anthony Griffin's gone. They're trying to get Ivan Cleary back. Phone call go, Mick?
I think Ivan Cleary would go, stuff you. You sacked me before because
I know, right?
I'm doing really well with West, so I'll stick with West. And then I can get my son to come to West.
You know how you sacked me before? You want me back? Yeah.
I think they might find it hard to get some people, get a trainer or...
How can you trust the Panthers now? You're just going to get sacked every season.
I know what he's
especially when you're coming fourth in the line.
Yeah, it makes...
Well, the Panthers are coming fourth.
I think they were in the first...
So why has he got sacked then? Because he was performing...
No, they're coming fifth, Mick.
Fifth. Oh, fifth.
But still, that's pretty good. Like, that's equal fourth. They're up there with the good old Dragons.
Yeah. Dragons.
And the Storms, yeah.
See, if we just stopped the season about two months
Dragons
ago...
Dragons got a big
when
hit,
they were on
didn't
the
they?
Top. When they're on the top. I don't know what's happened ever since.
They got a fifth, as I said.
Faint Dragons.
Around this time... The big ones fall from the little ones.
And they probably we're just having a
rest. They probably won't get top again. No, they're done.
Well, last night it's also happened to the Rabbits too. The Roosters destroyed the Rabbits 18-14 last night, and a bit of an upset there.
Was it finger licking good?
Really? That was an upset?
Yeah, because Rabbits used to be number one. They used to be up there with the Dragons.
People thought the Rabbits were going to beat the Roosters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rabbits were number one on the ladder with the Dragons.
I'm surprised that people actually think that.
The Rabbits have been playing really well this season.
When the Dragons were playing with the Rabbits, they had roast rabbit. But they haven't had roast chicken yet.
Yeah, kind of counters each other out, right?
And last night to the Warriors over the Knights, and then also on Thursday night there was the local derby, Cowboys and Broncos, the Cowboys by 4, and what it was, an incredibly high scoring match.
Mm.
64 points. It's like a tri-fest.
It's like cricket, nearly. Cricket score.
It's like 2020 NRL. The Bulldogs play the Eagles today, the Titans and the Panthers, the Eels and the Dragons. The Dragons might actually win that one.
Last week the Bulldogs.
To be fair, the Eels are hopeless. So.
Last week the Bulldogs gave them a hiding.
Yeah.
Who?
Last week.
Yeah, I think last week.
Who did they give a hiding to?
Who, Mick?
Who?
I don't know. Yeah. It must have been someone getting a hiding.
You're living in hope there.
You mean because the Warriors beat Dragons last week? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I don't know what he's talking about. But the Roosters.
Okay.
Canterbury beat the Saints as well.
But looking at the top eight, though, it's pretty much decided. It's going to be Roosters, Rabbits, Storms, Dragons, Panthers, Warriors, Sharks, and the Broncos.
I think Broncos will
There's an out. Outside chance the Tigers might just squeeze in, but we're near the end of the season. I think it's actually the really weird this season. There's actually no real competition for the eighth space. Mm. Everything's just fallen into line. Yeah. There's the good half of the comp and the bad half of the comp.
But remember...
That's how it should be, though, right?
It should be.
From organisation comes chaos. All it takes is one team to lose, or two teams to lose.
No, there's a lot of teams there that can't make it because there's not enough games to come back with. The hope for someone to break the salary cap or something.
Break
the rule. In other big news this week that Mick mentioned earlier, but here is the man himself.
Everyone, the news is out. It's real. By far the toughest decision I've made in my racing career, but 29 years living on this earth, it was actually one of the toughest life decisions I've made. So sad to move on, absolutely. Excited for the challenge at Renault, but it's been a 10-year journey with Red Bull. You know, I was on the junior program in 2008 and some amazing memories from there. And yeah, things that I'll always be grateful for.
Daniel Ricciardo there on Twitter, and he basically is saying it was the toughest decision he had to make, leaving the team he was losing on.
Yeah.
Well,
and then,
was it that tough?
And then the other part was getting all the second cars, being second to the...
Second fiddle.
Yeah. And the bloke, his teammate, would not do what team orders were.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was breaking the rules.
So it was no surprise of this, right? Because we always just thought that he wasn't going to stay Red Bull into the season.
Yeah.
Will this mean that he will win now?
If he gets a good car, he will.
Gets a good car. This is the thing, right? He's a good driver in a bad car.
And he does good jobs in bad cars.
Thought he had a good car.
He'd do a great job, right?
Yeah, if he was...
Okay.
Is he going to get that at Renault?
So why didn't he go with Ferrari or someone like that?
No, Renault's supposed to be pretty good.
Well, they're out of the sport for a while. They come back into the sport now.
It's just like Honda. Honda went in and out. Yamaha went in and...
Shake it all about.
Yeah, Yamaha went in. No. Yeah, Toyota. Sorry.
Well, I'm sure the motorsports crew at 10 o'clock will have a bit more on this.
They might have better coverage.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Mick done a pretty good job.
Did he?
I don't know.
Toyota, I don't know who's Renault Motors go to. Mm. Who do the Renault Motors go to?
Renault. I don't know.
No, there's what Formula team? Because Red Bull used to have Renault Motors.
Oh, right.
Yeah, something like that. Tune in at 10 o'clock.
They were talking about going to Mercedes Motors.
They might
motors.
Know where the gas pipe goes or something. Who knows?
I know it's got two wheels.
That's good.
No,
four wheels.
Yeah, okay, if it had two wheels, it'd be a motorbike, mate.
Now, that would be something.
No.
That'd be cool if you
it's
went
got five wheels.
Racing.
It's got five wheels on it. It's got the steering wheel as well.
Yeah.
And the spare wheel in the boot, so six.
No, not the Formula
Don't
One.
Don't think they have a spare Formula One. More spot to come. We'll get a bit punchy later, but first.
And I'm really disappointed. I own my actions, and it really hurts a lot.
last 48 hours has probably been the toughest couple of days of my life, and the people that I've spoken to and the people that have seen me throughout that time know the world of pain I'm in and how much I'm suffering. I see myself as a caring, gentle, and measured person.
So the quiz of the day, what did this guy do before he had his gaffe? That was Andrew Gaffe, ironically.
Well, we know. He also was up for the Daly M Award.
Was he?
Mm. Well, Brownlow Medal.
Oh, but Brownlow anyway, Medal.
Same equivalent, right?
Yeah.
So what did he do? What do you reckon, Steve?
I feel like there has to be some sort of contact.
He got too much sledging done. Too much sledging.
He's in the pain, not as much as the guy he punched in the face during the AFL match. So basically,
yeah, but he was getting niggled and sledged and pushed around when he was tiny. And this is what's causing the problem.
That's what happened in tennis. Have you ever watched AFL?
Yes, I have. I played AFL.
Do you not realise that they niggle and do that for the whole match?
Yeah. You complain about the results, but you can't complain about what causes the problem.
But the guy lost three teeth. He's
still
out of a straw.
He shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. He was niggling him.
So no one should niggle
when
anyone.
Someone starts niggling you, and it's all on all the time. So in the end, you'll punch out. So that's what he did.
So basically, he shouldn't have said sorry. Then you reckon?
He should have said sorry, but the other bloke should have said sorry as well for niggling, and they should be banning this type of niggling or sledging. Of course, this is the consequences of what happens when someone loses their temper. It's like Barry Hall when he did his.
Bang! Well, he's lost eight. Well, I think the AFL said he's lost 8 weeks. He's lucky not to be on criminal charges because basically punching people in the face is still common assault, even if you're on the football pitch.
Yeah.
All it has to be is a complaint put in about it by the person who got punched in the face, then it would be a legal matter.
I think the other family accepted the apology, so it didn't go that far. But it was an ugly incident. It was pretty ugly. It was a pretty awful punch in the face.
But you have to stop the thing that causes it in the first place.
Nah,
they
weren't rubbish.
It's just like when they did the cricket. When the cricket were playing, or the other forms of football being niggled, and one bloke caught out, "You're a monkey."
Oh, to Adam Goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's niggling. And you,
are you talking about when the fan did it or the
when
other,
the fans did
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
But when you have people niggle you, in the end, if it's constant, you break and you then you...
No excuse to punch people in the face,
There's
Nick.
No excuse for being
I've
niggled.
I've niggled you.
No excuse for being niggled.
I've niggled you for
giving
years,
niggles.
Nick.
And I've Nick wants to punch you, but he can't.
The best place, better than niggling, is cuddling and kissing. Yeah.
See, wouldn't that be nicer?
Yeah.
You get awkward on the pitch, though, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they get a free. They get a free kiss. I mean, a free kick.
Now, Ben Stokes is also in our punch watch this week. Here's the body cam footage.
Right, the reason I'll explain to you why you've been arrested as well.
Yeah.
Is because there's a guy over there. That's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And I've been told that you've punched him.
Because he was abusing my
right, well, that's
two
all I've been. That's all I've been
gay.
Told at the moment. So that's why I've arrested you on suspicion of assault,
right?
Absolutely
fine. I think we need a first aider because he's pretty cut.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll
sort that in a minute.
Absolutely fine.
I can only do one thing at a time. Yeah. Right?
I know, but you could radio in for
maybe I have.
Okay, well, he's not there.
Most British arrest of all time. We've got a cup of tea now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I like that. You're under arrest, but, this guy is just...
God, this is why there's not a cops in Britain, isn't there? There's lots of cops in Britain.
There probably are, but... Somewhere.
Bad cops.
Yeah, he really screwed up.
Remember,
there,
Big
like.
Brother is watching.
Well, lucky there was footage to see what happened.
That's where 1984 was written.
But it was also very polite, too. Like, the guy's covered in blood, so I think you might have punched him.
But we just want to know what happened.
We just want to know what happened. Common.
You're not in trouble.
Just arresting you, that's all, just regular. Apparently he was defending his friends, claiming the man punched was harassing them for being gay. That's his defence that he's going with.
And then he was caught out niggling those blokes, the gay people, and flicking a cigarette at them. He was making fun of them.
Yeah.
Mick on his niggling watch this week. So it's the trial continues in the UK, but it's a very closely watched trial because he's a pretty big cricketer.
Yeah.
And if he gets done, he won't be playing cricket for England anymore.
Didn't he miss the Ashes anyway or something?
I think he did or something like that.
Has he got in trouble last time? He missed the Ashes?
No, that's why he missed the Ashes because of this punch.
Oh, he missed the Ashes because of that.
Yeah, this is the punch.
He was in court and now he's missing some other Ashes because he's in court again.
Oh, for the same issue.
But he played in last week or the week before he played in part of the Ashes. Oh, with India. I think it was with India.
Oh, okay.
Now, big news in tennis is obviously, you know, the US Open starts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, September.
But the big news is it's actually the Canadian Open. Yeah,
the
Rogers
Cup is on at the moment.
Good old Roger. Is it the Roger Federer Cup?
No, it's for the
phone company there. Yeah,
it's
like
Bruce.
We'd be much better if Roger Federer had his own cup.
That would be so good. And he should win it every year.
He should win it every year. Is that called Wimbledon? No, this year.
No, he won't win it this year, that's for sure. But
he didn't win it this year.
Oh, no, he wasn't even in it, right?
But Serena Williams, lazy sod. She's in a funk.
She pulled a Kyrgios.
She's going to spend time with her daughter.
What?
God.
Kick her out of the whole game.
Seriously. Wanted to win a tournament.
People have a sook at Kyrgios when he leaves.
I know.
Why is she allowed?
Just because she got a kid. Oh, fair point. I'm only joking, by the way.
She might be having another one. She could be.
Could be.
I reckon she probably
could
is.
Could be. And give up tennis.
She said that she wasn't feeling like a good mum, and it must be really tough, though, to have a kid and also be on a...
And travelling.
Travelling around the whole world.
Yeah, that must be so difficult.
It would be, actually.
Would it?
Have you seen Toddlers on Planes?
No, don't take
the
child.
Not the movie.
Leave the child.
I've seen Snakes on Planes. That's a movie.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, toddlers do not like planes, right?
No, they don't. Yeah. And they cry.
Airport.
Airport,
yeah.
I feel like it's not that difficult, but she can just leave it at home with the husband. With, what's his name? The Google guy, isn't that her husband?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Google.
Is that his name? She's married to? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Either way.
I think he didn't do Google. I think he did something else.
And in our weekly Trump and Sport Watch.
You've heard what the man in charge, if I'm not going to call him, you've heard what the president has said about Marshawn, about Steph.
Yep.
About, you know, it seems like it's
Kaepernick. Yeah, yeah.
Men of color who have means and a platform.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What's up with that is all wrong, and it's not up, it's down. And, you know, for him to, like I said, use sports to kind of divide us is something I can't sit back and not say nothing.
You tweeted about a couple of days. You tweeted about Charlottesville.
Well, there's LeBron James' first mistake, is tweeting.
You tweeted about it. That's the way you know bad things happen.
Who is it?
LeBron James.
So that was the fake news network and Don Lemon?
Was that LeBron James who
the basketballer
dedicated a school for certain people?
Yes.
Oh, I think yes.
He's a really good guy.
He's a good guy. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump said LeBron James was interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Who the hell's Mike?
I don't know.
He doesn't like me.
I've been seeing that like recently.
Who's Mike? I don't know who this Mike is.
I think like Mike, Michael Jordan, right?
It could be.
Oh yeah, that's
it could be the Jordan, Mike he speaks into. He likes to speak into Mike.
No, I think it's like a favoritism of basketballers.
So then Ivania said he was a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awkward Ivana, moment there. Like,
how dare she?
That was a slapping Don in the face.
Yeah.
Gee. Bitch slap.
He likes it. I'm sure he likes it.
Probably the only time they talk this week.
Just to slap him.
Just to slap. Okay, honey. Good, Dick.
It's good you're still around.
Okay, do it more.
As long as you still love me.
Do it more. I like being with
you. And in AFL, the Giants play the Crows tonight and the Swans tomorrow play the Demons.
Yeah, go Swans.
Not their Demons.
Did you say the Giant Crows?
The Crows, yeah.
Giant Crows.
The Giant Crows. They're massive.
Go, ah!
Anyway.
Go Swans, right? We want them to win.
Yeah, of course.
It's all about the Swans, I think.
All about the Swans. They've got to get their form slump sorted.
Well, they won last week, so...
Why are the Swans in red? Because you get black Swans and you get white Swans, but you don't get any red Swans.
No, you don't.
Ice Dogs, Steve?
They lost last week, unfortunately. It was very, very sad. They lost 6-3, which is unfortunate. But
where are they on the table?
That I am not too sure about, to be honest with you.
Ah.
With the Dogs.
But weren't they up pretty high on the table?
They were. I think they were coming third last time I checked, 2 weeks ago. Today they have Sydney as well. And actually, they're playing today and tomorrow, so 2 days. Yeah.
2 days of brawls.
Yeah, they're playing Melbourne tomorrow, so it should be exciting.
Now, also in football, the EPL starts this weekend.
What's the EPL?
English Premier League.
Oh, right.
And also to the big news this week was
Is that
Daniel...
English Premier League for soccer or for cricket or for what sport?
Football.
I think football.
Soccer.
Steve even knows it's for football and Steve knows nothing about sport.
Football. Not everyone who listens to us knows everything.
Well, they should.
Only want those listeners.
So we have to explain it to them.
Okay.
Daniel Lozani, who was the youngest player in the World Cup. You know that guy?
That's the Australian bloke.
The Australian bloke. He has been taken by Manchester City.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
And he's only 19.
Yeah.
He is going to be a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also going to play for Australia when we win the World Cup.
You think so?
In 2035.
No, 2020-something.
2020-something, okay.
2020-something.
I think that's all in sports, Steve.
That's it, really.
Do you have anything else?
No, anything else happened?
Did you play?
No. I didn't play any sports this week.
City of Surf tomorrow.
Oh, really? Are you doing it?
God, no.
Why not?
It's a running race. I hate running.
He's gone running there, is he?
Oh, God. Why would you walk in a running race?
It's for charity.
No, not for charity.
Yeah, you do.
You can. No, people do.
You can raise money for charity, but the race is not for
charity. Oh, no, I know. It's
pacing yourself. It's you're racing
I don't
yourself.
I think the Sun Herald's a charity.
It's an advertising.
Well, actually, it's almost a charity,
you
actually.
Might need it now, actually.
Yeah, you're racing yourself off. I mean, you're racing beating yourself off. You're competing with yourself. That's what the part is about. Okay. What?
Mad Mick.
Mad Mick presents.
That's
is that really?
That's time for you, Mick.
Oh, right.
It's your time to shine. Get ready.
It doesn't shine out of me. The sun doesn't shine out of my nose.
Out of your nose.
It doesn't shine out of many things, Mick, but anyway.
What do you got?
So the drought, Nick. 100% of New South Wales is now drought affected.
100%.
And 100%.
I don't believe that.
Plus, last. No, it is. 100% of New South Wales and half of Queensland.
Now, Mick, you were very critical. Ironically, I remember for many times in this program, you have said that desal plants are a waste of space and a waste of time. They might turn it on now.
Yeah, well, all it's going to do
15 years later. So maybe it wasn't a waste of time when we're dying of water.
Oh, that money could have been spent somewhere else.
But it's going to be handy now, right?
Yeah.
How much does it cost us to have the desal plant now? Well, $10 billion? $10 billion? $2 billion to build it?
If I get water.
Then we sold it off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
and now they're ripping us off because of privatisation.
Yeah, but now they need it.
But now we need
the water which will go from that desal plant, that will go to the eastern suburbs. You're going to feed Malcolm Turnbull full of water? You're going to feed all those rich people with water? You're not going to feed us with water when we run out of water up in here.
There's poor people in the eastern suburbs too, I think.
Poor people, huh?
Those Point Piper. Have you been to the Point Piper Poor Society?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
They haven't got $1 million.
It's down to caviar. It's awful.
They have to have $1 million to be happy.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
I'm happy
to
with
be
10.
Honest, I think they want a bit more than $1 million, Mick, because the house prices are a little bit expensive. It's
I'm happy
$1
with
Liverpool.
$10 and they're happy when they got $1 million. So I'm better off when I've
Mick, I saw someone the other day at work who had a $1,400 man bag.
Wow.
Which I was going to call a
handbag.
Was
it made freshly out of man?
Yeah.
Was involved in that.
Would you spend...
What bag did it come out of it?
Did you spend $1,400 on a man bag?
No.
People are stupid.
My God, I just couldn't believe it. I went, you know, they sell these things cheaper.
My attitude is like KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
I would spend no more over $1,000 for a handbag.
You spend big, it's an investment.
Yeah, well, that's what
spend $100,000, and we'll go up later on when the person dies.
Yeah.
So the drought itself, though, Mick, like there is a bit of a problem here. The water supply in Sydney was at 90% about 12 months ago.
Yeah, it's down
91. Now it's down to about 65%.
Yeah.
If my mathematics is correct, if this weather continues for, let's say, another
12 months, it's
12 or 24 months, we won't just have water restrictions. We could be having
no water.
Bottled water might become a really cool thing to buy.
But where will the bottled water come from?
Well, from somewhere else, obviously.
Hmm.
Like in Cape Town, where they've had this problem.
So, when we're running out of water, that means all our farms are not getting water, so they can't produce food, such as grains, such as animals, such as other products.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we going to get them? Because North America has big floods and, I mean, big droughts and bushfires. Europe has had fires. Russia's had fires and droughts.
Sweden has had fires.
Really?
Well.
Sweden?
Yeah. And unfortunately, they couldn't control them because apparently in Sweden, in the Arctic Circle, they're not used to fires.
Oh.
It's not kind of a thing they have up there. Normally they have penguin outbreaks.
It's not common, is it?
They don't have penguins.
But the worst part
stuff,
about it is with these droughts and heat waves in Europe, especially in Russia, a lot of methane is coming out from the steppes and the plains of Russia, is 80 times or 30 times more than carbon dioxide for greenhouse gases.
Oh, right.
And what they've also found is when they do that, we could have a greenhouse, problem. Climate change, very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because in most bogs...
But climate change is not true, Mick. You're just talking nonsense.
Have a look at Mars. What happened to Mars? They had a greenhouse effect run out of control, and that's where Mars is now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we'll come to the next Mars. Fantastic. We always wanted to get to Mars. Wonders will make it at home. Quicker.
But in a lot of peat bogs, there are bacteria which uses methane as a food source. So if they breed them up and spray it all around, they might be able to control their methane being expelled.
Would that help?
Yeah, it would help.
Talking about methane, have you called Centrelink lately?
Yes.
It takes a long time, apparently.
How long did it take you, Mick, to get a call?
Oh, about half an hour.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's pretty quick.
Usually it's like 45 minutes or something, isn't it?
Oh, it depends. Imagine if you had a mobile.
You'd be screwed.
Well, it's usually unlimited calls now, so it's probably not much of a big deal anymore, but...
But what is it? What did you
say? Most mobiles are unlimited calls now, right? If you had a mobile phone, you can get unlimited calls.
Oh, the plan, yeah, right.
Well, what about when it's just a monthly plan? It still get charged...
Very few people pay for calls on a mobile.
I know, a lot of people do.
Well, should possibly maybe check their phone plan, because they would probably find there's a cheaper deal on the market.
Might be time to
upgrade. Are you from that TV show? No, who does that? Oh, we're the police here. We're checking on mobile phones. You haven't got a very good deal. We can give you 2 gig.
Anyway, back to Centrelink.
Yeah. Oh, Centrelink.
I hear you get your call quicker, Mick.
You sound like on the on-hold music here.
What gets me is they're bringing people, bringing more people into Centrelink to do the Centrelink work private. Private.
Outsource contract.
And every time someone outsources, it stuff it up. No, they stuff it up.
No, sometimes you can outsource stuff and it works.
A lot of stuff is outsourced you probably don't even know about, Mick.
Yeah.
You think are Australian.
We should outsource the parliamentarians. Then we'll get something done.
We outsource a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. And you can see the consequences.
You're using outsourced microphones and things.
Yeah, we don't make microphones here. We're a radio station.
No. but another one does. An Australian brand makes the best mics in the world.
Microphones.
That's why Trump likes me. I'm a Mike.
So Mick, Glenn and Steve.
We're born to be wild.
Born to be wild. Like that song.
By a Steppenwolf.
Looking for adventure.
And magic carpet ride.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy, Mick?
No, but I've seen a lot of fairies around here.
Well, there's a plan to have some more fairies too.
Great.
Can make it happen. The ferry would start at Liverpool, head down the Georges River, servicing suburbs like Chipping Norton, East Hills, Picnic Point, Lugano, Oatley, and out into Botany Bay.
And then they will discover Australia again on Australia Day.
Bound for Botany Bay.
That could be the So would you catch a ferry, Mick, from Liverpool to Oatley?
It's not very... It's not very environmentally friendly because it's not a very big river and it's a very slow river.
And also
you've got speed limits of 4 knots and 7 knots and 6 knots
around. What problem does it actually solve? Maybe it's for people going from Oatley to Liverpool, maybe, because Liverpool's the place to be.
SFA things, South Forks in Australia.
Mm. Yeah. Also, it'd take a long time, I'd imagine, to go around the loop to get to Liverpool too. I don't think it'd be the quickest run.
They should put a bypass in.
A river bypass.
A
river bridge would be awesome.
So that's the plan. And also another plan too, they're going to revive the marina plan down the Georges River too. The Georges Cove Marina, the developer's going for a
Marina? Where at?
Down the Newbridge Road.
Is that the one at the bridge itself?
No, not that marina. It's further down. It's more near the Milperra area. But basically, they're proposing the marina. It's not there today. It's a proposal by the developer to make a $40 million marina, which will have all the fun. You can take your boat down there, Mick, have some tourist facilities, some recreational. It will transform the river into a first-class recreational area.
Go swimming and get eaten by sharks. Because there's bull sharks there. There's bull sharks there. There's been a lot of dogs go missing.
Now, anyway, back to the marina, Mick. So the marina was proposed a couple of years ago, got rejected, and now they're going to try to bring it back. Because basically what's happened, the recycling plant there was canned, So now it makes more sense to maybe put a marina there. So
no, it doesn't make any more sense.
Coping for it. Well, I don't know. What's wrong with a marina, Mick? But where are you going to park your boat if you've got a marina?
Yeah. I'd rather park my car.
Ah, well, we'll give you a car park one day, I'm sure.
There is a boat ramp down there.
Very emotion, though, I must say. I suspect we'll go to the state government. They'll probably look at it and say, meh.
Who's got the most money, huh? Huh? We'll get some money.
We always need money.
I'll sell everything off and get money.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of promises, though, the work has begun on the Bosley Park preschool for 2019 because there needs to be more schools with the population booming.
Oh.
Yes, what were you going to say, man? Oh, you were going to say all.
Oh, preschools. Oh, that's what you were going to say. Preschools? Yeah. Is that before school?
It is before school.
Yes, yeah, so.
There'll be a new one in Fairfield.
Hmm. And how much is it going to cost them?
$1.4 million.
And how much is it going to cost people to go to that, send their kids per day?
Maybe as little as $10 a day, maybe.
Is it run by the... Who's it run by? Council?
I'm going to have a look. Yeah, I don't know, Mick.
In other news this week, we don't really know who runs everything, Mick.
No, we have to find out. This is news.
Is it private or public? And if it's public, you'll get a whinge. You'll be happy. If it's private, you'll be unhappy. So homelessness in the area is quite a big issue. 35,000 people had homelessness in Liverpool and Fairfield, according to the last census. So last night, a whole bunch of locals hung out at the Whitlam Centre and had a night out under the stars between 6 and 9 p.m. with an optional sleep out as well. So,
between what time and what time?
Six and nine. I think that's because you can make your kids out and experience it, and they made people aware of it. So it was a good idea.
At the Whitlam Centre.
At the Whitlam Centre.
They won't get the homeless people off the street. So
I think they're trying to raise money and raise awareness to the issue. So basically,
what they should be doing is any public building which is not being used, put the homeless people in there, just like schools.
But isn't it a good idea that people experience it so they can understand what the problem is?
Yeah, but they don't experience it. All they're doing is going out in the stars.
No, they're going to be sleeping on park benches, shopping malls.
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of like the CEO sleep out. It's kind of like the real experience because when after the nights are finished, you go back to your regular house. You kind of don't go back to your park bench.
There's a TV series about...
But the thing is, they talked about homelessness this week as well. It's actually not just even people that are... The traditional view has always been it's just been people that have been homeless, but it could be people that are living in...
Couch surfing
or in really... compact accommodation with too many people for the space.
Or they sleeping in their cars.
That's another big one as well. So it's not just that problem. It's a very huge issue. I think there's an expo at Parramatta this week too they had.
Yeah. There's people even living under the bridges.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Oh, yeah. I knew one person living under the bridge just up at Liverpool Bridge, the car bridge.
Oh, really?
Mm. So it's a big issue, but if you want to donate some money, people will take it.
Yeah, sure.
Just donate. Get the government to use their... buildings which are not being used, like schools that have been pulled down and stuff like that, and put them in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How are they going to solve that, though, Nick?
By putting people in the buildings
not
being
used.
You
can't just put people in buildings.
Yeah, that's Parliament House. How are they going to maintain it? Parliament House goes away and they're just being all homeless people.
A lot of the people who are homeless are not only poorly educated, some of them are very well educated. Mm. Some are doctors, some are... builders, some are all different varieties of being put out on the home, and they can use that to build their stuff.
Well, it's like
give them something so they can achieve something that makes them feel better and pulls them out, and they might get out.
Well, that was the point of the expo at Parramatta, was basically giving them free haircuts, things like that, which they were very appreciative of, I believe. So,
well, of course they would be.
There's also a plan where a vet helps the people who've got pets who are homeless.
Right. Are you done, Mick?
Hmm? Yes, he is. Go, Steve. Go now. There's a pause.
If I don't get in, he'll keep talking. There's still warnings in the local area about dodgy airbags in your cars, so you do have to be careful because they're still
quite you have to dodge them, do you?
You have to dodge them. Hopefully it doesn't, They're still coming out and faulty and...
That would be
check your car on the ACCC website.
There's a lot of windbags around too.
Are there?
Is there any, dangerous?
Any protection against them?
Any old ones?
Yeah, a lot of the old ones.
Okay. God, I'm sorry. That was terrible. Okay. The Labour Party, they promised more nurses are be coming to Fairfield and Liverpool. So that's good.
Mm.
We need more nurses.
Obviously. We need better and more.
Yeah. Well, that's if they win the next election. I'm sure they're not just going to give you more nurses. The next
Are they giving me a nurse? Me. Oh, yeah, I want to take a nurse.
I mean, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, you didn't mean it like that. I'm disappointed now.
I meant the general public will get more nurses.
My name is General, and I'm a public.
Now, controversy in the Labor Party. There was some falsified minutes from the 2015 branch meeting in the local branch at Round Fairfield. There was an accusation that the opposition police spokesman and Fairfield State MP, Guy Thagari, was branch stacking, but the internal investigation has cleared him. Basically, what was happening is that they were allegedly forced to sign an attendance book for meetings they hadn't attended to try to then say there was more people there than there actually was. But they've cleared Mr. Thagari of any wrongdoing. Thus, he'll be the candidate endorsed for this upcoming state election in March. But obviously, there's some other people that need to
I hope they don't get another one like they had in Penrith.
Well, she's gone now, isn't she? She had a tier tour.
Emma.
And they talk about men being brutal, being pushy and all.
Oh, Emma, yeah.
I think once the dog droppings got picked up, she lost the public's view. It's my guess.
Really a big deal, though.
Imagine picking. No, you don't turn.
Who brings? I don't know what this. Which people bring their dogs to work?
Yeah,
like I can't see you bring your children to work, but now you're bringing your whole dogs to work. Like, what if I start bringing all my stuff?
If she can't do, do it without doing that, she shouldn't be in one in the first place.
Well, that's true.
Why doesn't anyone bring a budgie to work or a goldfish to work?
Oh, that'd be good.
You bring a budgie to work when there's bad air around.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. When they drop dead, you know, get out.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, hopefully no budgets.
But she's gone now, right? Like she was.
I hope so.
Yeah, she's decided not to re-stand and they're going to find
some. Yeah, but she's still paying. She's still getting paid by the state government, federal government.
Well, I think that's good, though, Mick, because the election's almost there. If she has to quit now, it's going to cost the taxpayer $1 million.
How much is she getting between now and then?
Oh, God.
It's about 30 or 40,000.
Yeah,
that's
right.
More than what person.
Well, no, so I think it's probably. I think because the election's not till May next year, I suspect she might be getting about 150,000.
Oh, well, see, look at
that. But the by election would cost you $1 million, Mick, so let's just say we're probably saving some money there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair point.
Man. Not always.
Yeah, it is a fair point.
It's like
a
bad noise on a car. You have a bad noise on your car, you don't fix your car, it might run out and go bang, and you won't get anywhere.
I think it's that bad, Mick. I think the reason why she's got sacked, Mick, isn't because anyone thinks that she's done the wrong thing. It's because the Labor Party won't get her elected. Let's be honest about it. The Labor Party decided they're not going to get elected if that lady's standing. They don't really care about the principle about the matter.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. You might do, but the people that have got rid of her out of the party, which have put pressure on her, aren't caring about the fact of the principle. They're caring about the fact that people might not vote for her and they might lose the seat. It's politics, Mick.
That's the same as they're saying they won't vote. They don't like Bill Shorten, but he will get in. He'll be there.
He won't get in.
He may do, but he may not.
I don't think he will.
We'll come back next year and tell you, Mick.
Let's see how we go when the time comes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
H&M's coming. Swedish Design's coming to Liverpool.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's only the outlet centre. Apparently we're not good enough for a full shop.
Oh, did you know? IKEA's recycling all their rubbish furniture.
All their rubbish furniture.
They are. They're starting to recycle their furniture, which has been brought back to them.
Yeah.
Which is no good.
Because if it can last long enough to go back to them, Mick, would be my suspicion.
It'd be heaps.
Would it be?
Be heaps.
Yeah.
I think it's all that's been happening this week in the local area.
Yeah, we have Glenn, Mick and Steve.
I'm looking into the light.
Don't look into it, Mick.
I want to go to the light.
Don't look on the screen, Mick. Don't look on the screen.
I want to go to the light.
Train's coming past because the screen's been censored. Sky News got canned off Melbourne's train platforms this week because one of the MPs got slightly confused. This is David Spears reminding her probably not to take off. Don't know why you go on Sky News after you bend off the train platforms, but she was brave enough to explain it to David Spears. Didn't go too well.
You said in your remarks earlier you believe the Blair Cottrell interview was screened on the Metro platforms. In fact, you said that interview was not only shown, it was on repeat rotation. Who told you that?
No, David, and now I'll be very clear of the comments I made earlier. I did give an indication that I believe that excerpts were run of that interview, and that I the reference to repeat rotation is that the material, the Sky News material, I wasn't referring to that specific interview. I was referring to the material more generally is run on repeat rotation.
Well, you were asked specifically about the Blair Cottrell interview, Minister. With respect, you were asked at your press conference specifically about the Blair Cottrell interview, and you said it was. We have checked the tapes of what was sent to the Metro service. It was not shown. Do you concede that?
Well, as I indicated in my comments this morning, the advice I had was that it had been screened. You've obviously gone and done a lot of checking on this afternoon.
Yes, who would have thought a news network doing checking, Steve?
You know what that makes me laugh? Because she didn't do any checking herself.
I wonder why she didn't do any checking, because it sounds like BS to me.
Yeah. Yes.
Bull dust. I mean, BD.
Bull S.
So bull dust.
So her original tweet was, I directed Metro Trains to remove Sky News Australia from all CBD stations. Hatred and racism have no place on our screens or in our community.
But she's on Sky News.
She was on Sky News, obviously. So I think that's very true. The hatred she has should not be anywhere on a television screen. Good call, Minister.
So what can... They canned it. So what is going to be canned as?
Well, she
hot or refreshed Sky News? The cans from.
But the thing is even more comical is that she's saying it gets repeated on a train platform. How long do you need to wait at a train platform to see things get repeated? Like,
you don't have time to wait to watch.
Ideally, you're not there for a long time anyway.
Sometimes you are for half an hour. Half an hour. Missed a train.
The Herald Sun, unfortunately, when you do go to war with Sky News, you may go to war with the Herald Sun as well. They had a great headline the day after, Minister, maybe make sure the trains work. And they gave her a big serve about how transport in Melbourne may not be as great and maybe she should...
Yeah,
not
I don't know.
Be censoring. Because this guy, this interview, this Blair Cottrell, this neo-Nazi lunatic, also appeared on the ABC on Hack Live a while ago. He appeared on 7, 9, 10.
Sounded like a complete moron.
Sky's banned him now, which is... Is that not censorship? I don't know.
Yeah. Once you ban something, it goes underground.
I don't know. Well, it's happened to Alex Jones, another guy, another lunatic. He's been banned off YouTube
off
and
Spotify.
Everything.
Look at what happened.
He was on Spotify.
Look what happened to Jesus Christ. He got banned, and now look at the people who follow him.
Now look at him. Now he's popular.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to ban everything.
I know, right?
Maybe they can ban our show next.
Good, hopefully.
We'll get some publicity if they ban us.
Let's have a group called The Band.
The Band.
Yeah, because we've been banned so much.
I think sometimes, like that interview they're talking about, like the interview itself was a bit poorly done because they kind of...
Oh, completely terrible.
It was a bit too matey. It was kind of like, yeah, hey Hitler, how you doing? Yeah, not bad.
And then tells like his fun stories about him.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But it does seem like people can't listen to opinions they may not like sometimes.
No, I think that's a bigger problem as well, to be honest.
It's supposed to be a free, open space. But
as long as you say as you're told.
Oh, yeah. And you got the one hive mind, to be honest, which is kind of sad. But you know, it's like a topsy-turvy world.
Well, to be fair, then you had Barnaby Joyce this week too.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch the interview?
No, I didn't even know he was actually interviewed. I thought The Weekly it was a parody interview.
No, he done it himself.
The book is not about... It's not a memoir about me. It's a memoir... about trying to look after people who in regional areas are doing it tough, by people who basically are at the corner of society and have basically been, they're poor, in many instances they're white, their opportunities are not like yours, and we've got to come up with policy and something to take them ahead. And if I don't speak on it, then I'm not doing my job. It's something I've been writing not for the last few weeks or year, I've been writing it over about 5 years, Charlie, and I'm...
So his book, Poor White Guy.
What he has to do is give up half his wage and give them to the poor people. If he wants to help people, yeah,
that's
it
the
that
thing.
Way.
The book is about him. He's such a liar. Because basically he's saying there, basically, he's worried about the poor people. The book's about all the poor people. Who's getting the money from the book? Not the poor people.
No. Yeah, he is, right? And his publisher.
It sounds like it's a bit about...
He won't sell very much. He's not very interesting anyway.
He's not very interesting.
Well, he's quite funny then. And Twitter got a bit upset that he said there was poor white people, but...
Yeah, there should be poor black people.
But there are poor white people in regional areas.
He's not wrong.
People are more likely to be white and more likely to be poor. And, yeah, that...
No, but there's a lot of...
Some truth.
There's a lot of other races which are poor and living in the country as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's definitely, but... You know.
I don't know why poor people having to be white is particularly important, but...
That's so he can... So he can say, look, these are white. Not only the other people, there's white people as well.
Yeah.
But they do.
It's all colours of people, Mick.
Yeah, but people do forget about the poor people.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, the Liberal Party, particularly, about the poor people
it's
often.
Not forgetting.
This is the thing. He wants to help the poor people, but it's some of their policies they've had over the years. Yeah, it's not been particularly positive.
Poor person, but the thing is, it's not forgetting, it's ignoring.
Yeah.
They're ignoring the situation.
Because
that's the difference.
Vote in marginal electorates.
Yeah.
But once you ignore something, it grows and grows and gets bigger
and
bigger.
And then now they're on the streets, and then we had Tent City not long ago. Yeah. It's like, well, what happens?
Tent City. Yeah. Another TV news.
Is that another Tent City? Is that another tennis game?
Tent City. Tennis City. Speaking of games, though, Mick, the Invictus Games are coming up.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
They're going to be on the ABC.
Oh,
it's going to be produced by Eddie Maguire.
Oh, I know.
He's production company. I don't know how much involvement he's going to have, though. But
can you imagine? What question do we have to give you to win $1 million?
I like Eddie Maguire. He's all right. What's so bad about him?
He's a football bloke, and he runs his football team like a dictator.
Does he? But they win, don't they? I don't know. But he's already produced a whole bunch of other, you know, the ICC cricket and footy classified and a whole bunch of shows, but... It's good to see the Invictus Games will be coming to the ABC. I wonder if Prince Harry's going to be there.
He'll be there. Harry's going
to
be
Meghan
there.
Meghan Markle, right? They'll have to be there.
That's the whole reason why it's important, isn't it?
That's the only reason it's going to be on TV, right?
Yeah. We'll be just wild about Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, that's what it's
about. Are you excited by that?
No.
Okay. Because you sounded getting a bit excited there, Mick. I was thinking, wow.
Oh, it was like, wow, he's actually interesting.
He's changed.
Man, the only thing has changed in
the best
clothing.
News is, though, like, Mick, don't worry about this. The biggest news of TV this week is Love Island Australia is going to the UK as well, just to make sure the British get to see the Love Island from
down
under.
Well, they've got their own. It's very popular.
Very popular.
Is this
and
like
it's on in Australia too.
On
it's
ITV,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's massive.
Is this to do with nude beaches?
No, they're clothed.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
well, they have half of their clothes on, but it's very popular, apparently.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. They tend to be trying to get the clothes off all the time during the show, but...
trying to get it off all the time.
It lowers your it kills your brain cells, Mick, but...
Yeah. I wouldn't watch stuff like that.
No, I wouldn't waste my time.
Well, a lot of people are watching it, apparently, so...
Millions in the UK, they love it. It's like number one show in the UK.
Because they haven't got any... Now, like, of course, UI Home and Away and all these other Australian shows did so good because they had such a poor bloody... weather. Now they got good weather where they're getting 40 or 35.
Like 40 degrees,
Now they won't want to watch any other Australian movies or TV shows.
I think winter will come, don't worry.
Winter is coming. Speaking of coming, the end of House of Cards is coming in November 2nd.
Oh no, what happened?
No, after the whole Kevin Spacey, Netflix and House of Cards don't want anything to do with him.
Wasn't me too, was it?
No, they want nothing to do with the me. So, it's where Claire Underwood takes over, and I'm looking forward to it. I do
Claire
like House of Cards.
Underwood or Claire Underpants?
No, Claire Underwood. Underpants.
No, I didn't know. I couldn't hear.
Don't you watch House of Cards?
It's either on. No, I'd never watch House of Cards.
You should. It's a very good show.
No, it's on pay TV. And have I got pay TV? No.
Well, pay TV, man.
It's streaming TV.
Get it?
No,
the only thing I'll be screaming at the TV.
Not screaming TV.
Screaming TV, coming soon.
That's when football's on, you scream at the TV.
No, I don't watch football.
I don't know what you're watching, but House of Cards is a very good show. That's coming.
I love House of Cards.
Yeah. November 2nd, Glenn, I can't wait.
But what I could do with Kevin Spacey, what are they going to do with him, though? Like,
nothing, he's done. His career's
over. But he was the president. What's that? What happens? He just disappears.
I told you, they're going to say they killed him off.
Well, can't kill him off.
Yeah, they can. He's the president.
They just say...
killed him off five times already.
Trump killed him.
Trump killed him.
Will there be a bit
took
of
his place.
Will there be a lot of Trump references in this?
I think he'll get impeached and he'll be thrown in jail and they won't say anything after that.
But then they can't have him in jail, though, right?
No, that's what I mean. I'll say it in
it's very two. Awkward to write him out of a script when he's the main cast. It's going to be really clever.
I think they'll just ignore him entirely. I won't mention anything.
They'll just go from... They'll just
or
leave.
It'll be a funeral.
But how do you misplace the president?
No, what you do is have him bumped off.
It's a time jump, wouldn't it?
No, you have a...
5 years later, after he was found out of being guilty.
No. Yeah, what you do is they have him bumped off, and then they have someone else to come in to replace him. Yeah. That's all.
Which is Claire.
It's his wife, yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Underwood.
She's
Mrs. Underpants.
Underpants, that's it. Now, the ABC is having a lot of trouble with their news bulletins across the country. Yeah. Poor people in South Australia got the news from Perth. People in Sydney getting news from Canberra. Oh,
yes.
Did you watch that the other day?
I've seen it many of times.
Yeah.
You sometimes get it from... Victoria.
And then
well.
You get what happens in Canberra. And you know what happens in Canberra?
Nothing.
Nothing happens in Canberra.
Oh, really?
It's like, we're coming to Canberra with all the Canberra news today. And it's like, well, we don't know why you even have a Canberra news bulletin.
I'm like, see you tomorrow.
So I don't know what happened at the ABC, but they probably want to get their systems in order because I don't think any of the network has...
Something goes down, that's where they revert to.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess a bit on the blank screen, but don't know what's going wrong.
Yeah, but if you lose power, you can't broadcast, so...
No, but it seems to not be a power problem. It seems to be a regular occurrence now, because it seems to happen every 2 weeks where, I don't know, someone doesn't turn up to work or something. I don't know.
Oh, it's your current work,
to
is
press
it?
To push the button to go to the next stream.
That's really weird. I'm a video mixer. I did video mixing.
That's what you do. It's just pressing buttons.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
I did it for 12 years.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Pushed a lot of buttons, Mick.
He's a button pusher.
He still push buttons.
And I've got a finger button.
Okay.
Wow.
Like our Jetsons, how you get the finger button, it gets sore and worn out.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah, back to television, eh? Tom Ballard and his Tonightly Show has been cleared over the C-word insult that happened to the politician a couple of months ago.
He called him cute.
Yes.
If Tom Ballard's calling you cute, be worried.
From John Batman's? Yeah, that's it, John Batman. The show was being cleared, which is good, so you can move on now. ACCC decided that there are limits to comedy and they might want to just watch themselves next time.
Ant-Man.
We'll get to that in movies, though, Mick. But...
Pardon?
We'll get to ants in movies.
Oh, yeah. I get the ants in the
movie. But we're going to go to a different type of animal.
Mm-hmm.
A bat.
A Batman.
Batwoman.
Ooh.
Here she is.
Yes.
I'm so thrilled.
Do you understand? I was talking to you backstage, and I go, it's over now. It's like, this is fantastic. This is a different... It's a whole different chapter, but I mean, it's for the rest of your life. You're going to be, you're Batwoman.
I get to be Batwoman. I mean, like, what? I feel like the reason I kept getting so emotional is because, you know, growing up watching TV, I never saw somebody on TV that I could identify with, let alone a superhero, you know? And I said I wouldn't do that. And
it's all right.
Had this saying, well, not me, Oscar Wilde. But, you know.
Same diff, yeah.
Which is, you know, be yourself because everyone else is taken. And so
now you're Batwoman, so you are yourself.
Is she herself, though? Batwoman's been
She taken. Only comes out at night.
Batwoman's a new invention, though, right?
No, it's just Batgirl, but Batwoman.
She's grown up. She's grown up. It's Batgirl grown up.
Actually, this kind of a new character because they're going more into the, like lesbian and LGBTQ and, like, those type of things.
Well, Batwoman's a lesbian.
Yeah, that's what the whole thing's about.
No.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose is, but is Batwoman as well?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently.
Good on Batwoman.
I mean, it's something different. Go for it. See how you
Which
go.
Which Veronica is she with? The gay Veronica, I hope.
I don't think they're together anymore.
Is there two Batwomen, or who's Batwoman's friend?
I'm not too sure. That's the whole thing.
They could have Robin.
They
could have Robin.
Catwoman, I think.
They could have Robin, because Robin can be a woman or a female.
Yes,
male.
That's true, Mick, actually.
Yeah.
Good.
It's not bad for an old MTV VJ to become Batwoman, I must say.
She's doing really good for herself, Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing quite well for herself. Good for her.
Impressive.
People must like her or something.
Must be, yeah, absolutely. Now, another show that's not as loved this year, but was quite loved, but it was a stunning conclusion to Ninja Warrior. It was exciting to the max, and oh my God, you won't believe the ending.
Looking good, just the bridge and the wall lifted
up. Now, the first bridge has four chains attached, the second bridge only three, so this first one is a bit more stable than the second one. 44 seconds left for Rob Patterson. Come on, Rob.
This is about how much does he want this?
Ba-bum.
Oh,
who gives a stuff?
I think this show could be called The Biggest Loser because no one ever seems to win.
Mick, that's what they're going to say after this season. Like, who gives a stuff? No one ever wins.
That's the new
but
Ninja Warrior.
If someone does win, though, they'll be the ultimate Ninja Warrior.
No. I mean, that means they're very good then. Like, I can see where they're going with it.
Bruce Lee was the ultimate Ninja
Warrior.
It'd be like
going to the grand final and no one win. Or Origin, but no winners.
That'd be great. Come back next year.
Come back next year.
Or the America's Cup with no America in it.
Yeah,
they'd be even better. But nonetheless, Ninja Warrior did do not as well this year. They're saying that it could have been because that Spartan show took a bit of the shine off.
You give us,
yeah,
but I don't really watch the Spartan shows. Yeah. It seems a bit untrue.
You have to have entertainment, and if it doesn't entertain, no one will watch it. So that's why they didn't do very good.
It will come back next year, I suspect, because it's still rated higher than most of the things.
Advertisers love it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
Sports drinks, is it?
What?
And sports shoes.
Like, stuff like that. Any sport thing to do with sport, obviously, it would be, Mick. Which makes absolutely sense. But onto other shows, though. The first couple of episodes of Doctor Who have already been leaked.
Been leaked.
I did not even know that, but apparently they have been.
Leaked or played?
No, like leaked, like on the internet, like people. Oh, right, okay. Watching it. Yeah.
Are they real Doctor Who ones, or are they just?
No, the new ones. Like, who's going to watch old episodes?
You can get those. You know, like Star Wars. You get that little cartoon Star Wars, or those little miniature men, and you think Star Wars. Oh, you go see it, and it's all these little.
Because they're pirated copies.
No, like Lego or something.
Oh, Lego Star Wars, yeah.
Cartoon Star Wars, huh?
Well, then, you know, don't cheat the system. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, right. Okay. Also, CBS All Access will be coming at the end of the year, quarter four of 2018.
All Access?
That's like another streaming service.
Oh, right.
For CBS, because you know 10... I got a feeling that 10 Play will go into CBS and then it'll just like combine.
Ah.
They probably should, because 10 Play is like... Mick, don't forget to get your access when it comes.
Why is 10 Play so bad?
It's pretty bad.
Why? It has stuff?
Hasn't got a very good choice.
Because they all have ads, you know.
No, they don't. Not all of them.
10 has bad ads.
ABC doesn't.
Ivy doesn't really have ads.
It does. Has that pre-roll, telling you what's coming up on the Ivy later.
That's fine. Like,
so annoying.
That I can deal with. They do five in a row.
Yeah,
they
go 20
seconds each. And if you get out,
if you're only watching a little bit of the show.
No, but if you get out of the app, it doesn't go back to where you played. It starts the ads all over again. It's like, I do not have time for this.
This is the biggest problem that these free-to-air apps have.
It's not just 10. I will be fair. It's not just 10 Play. It's quite a lot.
You'll discriminate against everybody, right?
I will. Yeah. Nine does it as well. And but 7 as well. I don't even bother with 7.
I know 10. 10 has a lot of ads on there live to free-to-air.
I understand that.
And so 7
I'm not going to waste my time on it.
No.
I'll give them a one-star review.
In the app store.
I wasn't the only one, to be honest. I was surprised about the negative reception that all these apps have gotten.
To be fair, most people that write reviews in apps are generally not positive.
No.
People don't generally say nice things.
They haven't got the ability to write apps. The only apps I got are on my body.
Your abs.
Bad reviews for those too, Mick, but also to the Australian Open's coming up. And they've announced the hosts. James Bracey's going to be on there. His slogan is, I can die happy now, because he's doing NRL and tennis.
Oh, who's James Bracey?
Brace.
Commentator.
Never heard of him.
Well, there we go. He won't die happy.
Someone has.
I don't know if he's going to die happy now, because he doesn't know Mick, doesn't know him. But they've signed John McEnroe and Tom Woodbridge, so they've come back across.
Yeah. You must be joking.
Jim Curry.
Come on, what is this?
Lich Molly, Yelena Dokic, Sam Groff, Dylan Alcott. It's going to be that old dream team.
Okay.
Is this cricket or tennis?
They kind of rotate the same people, Mick.
It's the tennis network.
Well, these are people who are speaking for different...
Commentating for the Australian Open.
Right. Commentators, interviewers, backstage people. Not backstabbers. That's mean. Wow. I'm looking forward to it. I like tennis.
I like tennis. I mean, we're on 9, though.
That's the thing.
We're very confused over the summer.
No, not 9. 9? No.
No.
Ha, 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 ha. Very, very funny. Also, one last news piece I have. The new season of Fargo is going to be coming. Chris Rock is going to star in it.
What is Fargo?
It's like a drama series. You never saw the movie?
It's in the...
South Dakota.
Yeah, somewhere in the woods.
They talk like really weird. It's based on the Fargo movie from the Coen brothers, but the TV series, it's like an anthology. They change the cast every year.
And at one stage, they were running...
Chris Rock's going to be the main actor. Like, that should be really interesting.
At one stage, they were talking about... Had a theme about space people and strange things happening out Fargo way. I think it was the very first one.
North Dakota or whatever it was, yeah. Looking forward to it, though. It's a great show. Yeah, that's all I pretty much have for TV news.
And also, the Dunny guy, Shane Jacobson, is suing his agent.
Wow,
really? He's in a legal battle with his former manager about commissions. The interesting thing is they actually revealed some of what he gets paid for stuff. Apparently for the full Monty the other week where he went nud, he got paid $54,000 to be a stripper, which is not bad money.
That's pretty good.
But what about his reputation?
Who cares?
$54,000, he can probably print a reputation.
He'll be all right.
For little big shots, he gets just over $200,000.
Each show?
For the season, I guess.
Oh, I thought it might. Because some shows...
That's pretty good. It only goes for a couple of...
12 episodes.
12 episodes? Yeah, not bad. Like, if we do 12 episodes, 200.
Oh, good for him.
We'll talk to management, see how we can go. Our agents are terrible. His ads for IGA, which are immensely horrible.
I like Gruen did a good
$200,000.
Really? But does he get royalties every time it's played?
Because I remember they had on Gruen. He doesn't, like, he's part of the community, never talks to anybody.
Yeah, that was good. It's he really just ignored weird. The little kid waving at him. It was pretty good, actually.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's funny stuff, I think.
Yeah, right.
Apparently Pointless too, not going so well. Apparently people are thinking it's a bit pointless.
Either of you watched it? I haven't
nah.
seen it
yet.
The new Pointless?
No, I only watched the old not Pointless.
Not the Venom, I guess. The old yes, Pointless. You know, the ABC.
The ABC is awesome.
But what about the new Pointless?
Nah.
Okay.
Anthony Bourdain is coming back as well.
Who?
Bourdain.
His show is coming back.
Coming back, because they say it was still filming before he died.
Oh, the new episodes.
They had the new episodes. They still got to film. So what there's did no he do? World.
Oh, he's a cook, is he?
He's a cook. He's a very famous cook.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So it's going to start airing at the end of the month on Discovery, but essentially he was working at an episode in France. Don't know what's going to happen there, but essentially he's going to be starting.
And just write him out a story and put another bloke in there.
Not really. That's kind of it. Yeah. He's the name of the show. So probably not going to write him out of the show, I don't think.
No.
Be awkward.
No. He's kind of the... It is his...
Kind of, I think the show's gone now.
It's like doing a documentary about David Attenborough, you know? It like, makes no sense.
No, it's exactly. Why would you watch a documentary about David Attenborough?
I do.
I do too, but I'm just...
Are there documentaries about him? I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I don't
there's
believe,
that... So. That used to be Monty Python.
And
or in
Justin Theroux as well. Yeah, Louis Theroux, sorry.
Yeah.
Not the...
Watch what you say.
Why?
Because it's your turn.
Oh, do I watch?
Mad Mick's back. Presents. Mad Mick Presents is back.
Oh.
But you have to watch what you say.
Why does everyone think...
How do you watch
the most intelligent... To grow, we have to rise to the occasion.
25 million.
What do you mean, rise to the occasion?
So you got idiots are saying, we have to build up instead of building out. It's stupid.
Wait, how do you... What do you build then, left to right?
They're talking about building... In Sydney, in around Central, they're building a high-rise school.
Yeah.
Where kids will be in high school, at high school.
They'll be high at high school.
Yeah, they'll be high at high school, but they've got no recreational places on the park or anything to go around. No, you don't. What happens when people get blown off the roof?
They fall down?
You don't get blown off the roof, Mick. That's an absurdity.
Blown off the roof.
Yeah. I think they're going to build something to stop the kids blowing off the roof, because if the kids start blowing off the roof,
how many
I'm
people,
pretty sure the Premier
won't
have a
job.
How
many people have jumped off the tall city buildings?
Yeah, but that's a different issue, Mick. You just don't
kids are just as vulnerable to mental problems as the adults.
Okay, anyway...
Blown off the roof,
man. Okay. The other part about it is...
That's funny.
I'm always hearing the government saying...
Rooftop car parks. Get rid of them. What about rooftop car parks, Mick?
I'm always hearing now politicians saying from the liberal side, we can't have peak load on renewables.
Oh, why not?
They haven't got an idea.
It is
idea.
Harder with
no,
renewables.
It's not harder. There is thermal draft generators which work all day, every day.
Yeah, right.
And all they have to do is build thermal draft generators, and they can have them.
Really?
Your tall
haven't
buildings
you seen the clean coal ads on TV?
I don't believe in the clean coal because it's a lot of crap.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying having clean stuff in the toilet.
Clean crap.
Clean crap. It's not really. It's really what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's like double negative there.
Yeah, but
that's what it is. Like clean coal is still like it's kind of like it's like healthy fast food.
Yeah, there is no healthy fast food.
There's no good healthy fast
even
food.
Even if you
anyway.
Buy a salad or whatever, it's not that healthy.
But that's what I'm talking about. I can't remember.
I think you're talking. You're doing your usual whinge about things. Buildings are tall, and we should only have short buildings.
Okay, because you can use thermal draft generators
of renewable energy, yes,
for peak, or you could have tidal generators at peak, because tides work both ways, and the only time they stop is when the tide turns.
Right.
So these people who are leading us can't think of other ideas to have peak power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work for yous, and I'm telling you ideas, so get your act together.
But isn't this an argument about a philosophy? There's a lot of money from the people, the industry, and then also the parties have this thing where it's become a big political point because one thought is the current system's cheaper than the new system.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, in the short term, it currently still is. This is the bit. The facts
it's
are
not,
sometimes
you're
lost.
You're finding.
Yeah, but it depends when you count the money from, Mick. It probably is a bit more expensive to invest up front because the power plants are already there. But I think in the longer term, it may be cheaper. But the problem is no one can have a sensible debate here because both sides are as dumb as each other.
Yeah. But
like the left side and the right side on this debate are quite frankly unhelpful because they both use false figures.
And you've
got
the Greens. You've got the Greens.
The Greens come out with false things like they're saying that, you know, it's going to be cheaper, but they're not really being honest about it.
But what happens when you use...
Because renewable energies have cost a lot more power on your power bill because it's been more expensive to have them. Because the way they've structured the scheme has been very expensive.
What happens is the initial cost is recouped very quickly,
very cheaply. 5-6 years down the line.
Even shorter than that.
But the problem is when solar power, Mick, is that the...
Which way are you talking about solar power? Solar power means it's been run by the sun. Everything, your tides are run by the sun, your winds are run by the sun, everything's run by the sun. All your energy has come from the sun.
But, Mick, what I'm saying, though, is that the government has gave subsidies to people to own solar panels, and that means the power price bill has went up.
It should have gone down.
But what's happened is that people are cross-subsidising the people with solar panels who don't have power bills, and the people that have power bills without solar panels are paying for those people, and that's why the price has risen.
The price has gone up because we sold out our public assets, and they told us we were going to get cheaper power. Mm. And what's happened? Completely the opposite. We got dearer power, and they lied to us.
We
paid through the nose to get the poles and wires fixed
but
up.
You've done what everyone on the left does, and that is basically you ignored the fact that actually the previous statement was true. Your statement's true too, but they're both true. And this is why the debate's so difficult, because no one can listen to both sides of the debate and actually figure out there's truth on both sides of the problem.
I was watching a thing in
Because there's a network cost, there's also that, and there's also the fact renewables are being subsidised.
I'll tell you a good example. So is coal, for a matter of fact. Diesel.
Yeah.
But happened in America, they had a solar farm solar panels. The initial outlay... Within 12 months, they brought the cost of power down to nearly zero.
Because the cost of solar panels have gone down.
Yeah, but there was a big array of them. And there's all different types of solar panels. There's a thermal generator panels. There's the reflective panels where they use salt and they concentrate all the heat into that and they use that heat overnight as well to generate power. So,
but the government sorted out. They had whatever their system is, their new world system, whatever that's going to do.
What they should have done is said, right, every new building must have solar panels put up. That's it.
Well, you'd be mad, to be honest, Mick, you'd be mad not to have solar panels on your roof. Mm. Your bill goes down. Mm. It's a no-brainer.
Does Bill go down, does he? I didn't know that.
Well, he might go down next year, maybe, possibly.
I guarantee he'll go down.
But solar panels, I had solar panels when I had a roof.
Yeah, I got solar panels.
I don't have a roof anymore. Apparently, you know, neighbours on the top don't want a solar panel in their lounge room, but whinges. Mm. But, like, you'd be mad not to have them on your house.
Yeah.
Because you save a lot of money.
But the regulations, these people say, oh, we have to have no regulations.
Yeah, right.
And when you have no regulations, that's when corruption and everything starts going wrong.
You have regulations and corruption.
You can see the attitude is we should be saving power. We should be using solar power. Why make every new building with a solar panel as a thing? With houses now, you have to have water tanks. You have to have so much water being saved from your roof on just general houses now, which are being made. So this is just one step.
So Mick, does that mean then you're also going to the next step as well? You're going down to say, like, there's a company in America that done this as well, is basically you should go vegan as well.
No, I won't go vegan.
Because
I don't like eating vegans.
I don't like meat too much.
I don't like eating vegans.
Well, you shouldn't eat vegans, no, Mick. That's not very polite to eat the vegans, as much as it's tempting to eat a vegan. But, Mick, this is the thing, because obviously your meat that you produce causes a lot of greenhouse gases. There's no renewable cows out. Well, cows are renewable I guess.
Cows?
But how do you stop that problem?
You get rid of cows and you use kangaroos because they put out least methane. So we use the Australian native animals.
You've got to go kangaroo meat.
Yeah, kangaroo meat.
So you've got to stop eating beef?
Or wombat.
You've got to stop eating beef now?
No.
Yeah, if I had it, the option, but I don't like kangaroo.
Kangaroo meat's pretty nice.
Yeah. Or you could eat crocodile.
I haven't had a crocodile.
See, you want to save the environment so much.
You could have emu, very good for the oil, very healthy.
Emu, wow.
Emu is very... The Aborigines had a very good food structure, which is very healthy and very good for the environment.
Did they have kale?
Did they have Caesar salad and things like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, Caesar came home, buddy. He was told smash to go
avocado?
Salad.
They had smashed avocado?
Smash, yeah.
Come on.
Smash over.
Oh, he turned up avocado and he was arrested. Haven't you ever seen
was
Scooby-Doo?
Being too green, wasn't
Haven't it? You ever seen Scooby-Doo?
I have seen it, yes.
With avocado in? He was he was a bad bloke.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo?
Was he green and mean?
Green and mean.
Yeah, he was a bit green.